Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord.
And let her perpetual light shine upon her.
May she rest in peace.
Amen.
Please be seated. On behalf of the clergy and the faithful of all of St. Hugh of Lincoln, we send our condolences to you, the family, and offer you our prayers as well. If you please stand, I'll read to you the gospel of this Mass that taken from St. John. At that time, Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But now also I know that whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith to her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus saith to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, although he be dead, shall live. And every one that liveth and believeth in me shall not die forever. Believest thou this? She saith to him, Yea, Lord, I have believed that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, who art come into this world. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. O God, whose property is ever to have mercy and to spare, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Divine providence, which is God's loving and watchful care over each one of us, as if we were the only person alive, arranges everything, all things, sweetly, and with great wisdom. St. Catherine of Genoa said, when I behold the love that God displays in providing us with all possible helps to lead us into heaven, I am, as it were, forced to say that this sweet master appears as if he were our servant. If man could see the care which God takes of a soul, nothing more would be necessary to amaze and confound him than to consider that this glorious God, in whom all things have their being, should have so great a providence, a care over his creatures. Divine providence saw Virginia, which I learned actually is taken from the Catholic name, the Blessed Virgin Mary. That was her patroness. But divine providence saw Virginia through what must have been quite a rough life when you think of it. Society was collapsing. The Great Depression, she was born in 1929, I believe. So she perhaps saw the Great Depression, a world war, the revolution of the 1960s, the changes made in the church in the 1960s by those who intended to destroy it. And now she has witnessed the latest tyranny of the COVID issues. But while these life-altering things occurred all around her, almost her whole life long, she must have kept a very strong faith that this world is not what it's all about. In this world, our sufferings have an end, and joys, eternal joys, are to be given to us. But she never gave up, Virginia. She never gave up, but labored on, raising her children, practicing her faith. She followed most carefully those words of the Curé of Ars, let us not reckon on a miracle. In other words, let us not presume on a miracle of providence, my children. Let us not put off till the end of our life the care that we ought daily to take of our soul. Let us labor while there is yet time. And this really is the whole purpose of life. The question in the First Communion Catechism is this: what must you do to be happy with God in heaven? To be happy with God forever in heaven, I must know, love, and serve God. It's as simple as that, my dear faithful, my friends. And that is what life is all about. Not riches, not material gain. It is about knowing, loving, and serving God so that we can merit an eternal reward. This life is for all of us a preparation, a test, a sort of trial, because heaven is not guaranteed to all, but only to those who know, love, and serve God as he commands. And Virginia knew this, so she labored day in and day out to serve God, to love God, and to gain heaven. Her virtues, if you didn't know her very well, might have seemed like the little Theresian virtues. You almost don't notice them, but you notice her goodness. But her virtues were, you might say, the little virtues. But at the end of her life, that is when her big virtues outshone all of her other ones. More on that towards the end of this eulogy. But she was known to all to have been charitable and kind. I remember in particular the little brown bag, and it's not what you're thinking either, but she would bring in a little brown bag back to the sacristy for the priest that was saying the Mass, and usually something for the bishop too. And inside would be a homemade cookie and then some cards of the season. It could be an Easter card or a Christmas card. But the funny thing is, when I first met Virginia, when she gave me these cards, they were never written in. And I couldn't for the life of me figure it out. But that was just her way. Bishop Dolan, he found it out what to do. Whenever he received these blank cards, he would simply take one of them, write a little message to Virginia, and send it back in the mail, and it truly made her day. It was a nice little thing. But this was just Virginia's way to show kindness, to bring some sort of joy to people's lives. And we know, too, what the effects of a single act of kindness can do. Something so small as a card, even a blank one, it can change a person's day. If they are tempted or tried or irritable that day, it could bring a smile that could change their day. A simple act of kindness can do so much spiritual good to the one who receives it. But secondly, there was her devotion to the faith, the long drive, even at 91, 92 years old, that she would make. Oh, sure, sometimes the snow scared her off a little bit, but that's a little understandable. But she was always faithful all these years to come to Mass, all by herself. And when she was ill, she always loved when a priest would bring her Holy Communion at home. And there, I remember having quite a few very edifying conversations with her. Quite a few. And she received the sacraments most devoutly. She is truly one to be imitated. But I think it was how she acted in her last days that showed her deep devotion and how serious-minded she was about her religion and about her salvation. She fell ill, as you know, and had to go to the hospital. Now, as you know, hospitals these days are not friendly places. With all the new COVID restrictions and rules imposed by our government and enforced blindly by the hospital staff and nurses and whatnot, they have become, these hospitals, little prisons for sick people. And compassion, which so many pride themselves on in the hospital staff, is all but gone, as the sick are kept from seeing their families at times when it is most important to be with their families. In any case, Virginia made the best of it. And as she grew sicker and hospice was recommended, she told them one thing. Because we priests from St. Hugh were not in town, and most of us were struggling with illness at the time, we couldn't make it up. And so when hospice was recommended to her, she said one thing: I am not going anywhere until I have seen my priest. That's what she told the hospital staff. That takes courage, and that takes a woman of very strong faith. The priest came. She received extreme unction, the apostolic blessing, and then she started the hospice process. And she was a fighter. She lasted much longer than anyone expected till Father McKenna got here on, I believe it was a Saturday, and was able to bring her viaticum. Now, do you know what viaticum is? It's Holy Communion, but it's Holy Communion for the dying. Viaticum. It comes from the Latin via tecum. And it means with you on the way. And the idea is this, that you're dying. You're going on a journey into eternity. And when you receive our Lord in viaticum, it is our Lord accompanying you on this journey. It is a beautiful thing. And she got to receive this viaticum shortly before her death. But there is one other thing about her final days that stood out. Again, because the priests could not be up here except for the sacraments. She wanted someone who would pray with her. And so she invited one of the parishioners to come and pray with her in her final hours. How many people would think of that? Many would want family surrounding them, talking and chattering, and remembering the good old days, but not Virginia. She had something more on her mind. Not that she did not like her family. Oh, she loved her family. But salvation was the most important thing. She asked one to pray with her, and prayers were said, and many prayers, for death is not a time to be wasted in anything but prayer. See how divine providence arranged such a beautiful death for this Catholic woman. And as I said, she loved her children very, very much. In fact, it was because she worried about her children and loved them so that she was afraid at first to go. She was concerned for your souls. That was her only concern, her only care. But when reminded that she could take better care of your souls from eternity, she was at peace. She realized that's true. So to the children, look into what she believed, what was most important in her life, her faith, but also never forget your obligation to pray for her. She might yet be in purgatory. We can't judge that. So we must act as if she were in purgatory and pray. Pray often for the repose of her soul, because it is your job to now finish everything, to get her soul to heaven. I end with this quote from Scripture, from the book of Ecclesiastes. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die. Virginia's time to die had come. But remember, for the faithful, life is not taken away. It is only changed. She exchanged one life in which there is so much suffering and pain for a better life, where our tears are wiped away. There is no more suffering or pain. There is no more chance of losing God for all eternity. But this is what life is all about. Nothing matters more in life than a happy and holy death. And this is the moment for which divine providence has arranged everything so sweetly, so wisely, so that Virginia could attain her last end in heaven. All of you, pray for the repose of Virginia so that she may soon, if she does not already, see heaven and see Almighty God. May God bless you and grant you all perseverance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.